Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. Excuse me. This is your show host, Randy Fine. We have with us today your absolute favorite, Laura Lee, spiritual medium. And it's always such a great day when we have this show. Laura brings so much enlightenment to all our lives. And I know you're anxious to hear her. So we're going to get started. I know there's many of you waiting to talk to her. So we should be able to fit you in, and we're going to get going. So good morning, Laura. Welcome.
Good morning, Randy. Thank you again always for that lovely introduction.
Oh,
very
well,
kind of you.
Oh, you earn it. I mean, you are it. You you embody it. So it's a good thing. So we're now we're now at the end of June, and what does Spirit really have for us this month?
Well, before we got on air, I was telling you I just was feeling the pressure and the anxiety just trying to get here on time today because of all the going on in my life, and I think it's perfect for the discussion of today's subject matter that Spirit told me to talk about was keep calm and carry on. And I know a lot of us know that saying because it's on paraphernalia everywhere we look. And they told me to talk about this subject about taking back our power during disempowering times. And to go back to the saying, keep calm and carry on, that was a British campaign that they used to prepare their country for attack during World War II. And I didn't really realize this until I investigated it a little bit more. But that saying is still used today throughout the world for us to remain centered, to remind us to remain centered under surmounting pressures. And, we can go on and on with a list of surmounting pressures in our lives, you know, and plus everything that's going on in our world, like personal attacks being, fired online, our children dying in schools in our country, at least, jobs being lost to the digital landscape and technology evolving. And what does that mean for us? And then we've got our political divide that's happening in our country, not to mention the religious, racial, sexual divides that are happening among you know, local levels, not to mention our, you know, our bigger levels. But all this is pressure, you know, is, I mean, when it comes to being empathetic or a sensitive person, I feel it. I don't know, you all might feel it on some level, but might not, you know, consciously know and realize that that stuff affects all of us in some way. So, you know, we want to talk about today about things, how to take back your power, how to regain your energy when, you know, you're sloughing along because of all these pressures upon your day-to-day experience, and I, you know, taking back your power and disempowering time. So today we're going to talk about some of the steps that spirits and the angels have told me to share with you in order to regain this energy throughout your day. So
okay,
I think there's some good tips here.
Oh, I'm sure if it's coming from spirit, I'm sure it's wonderful. I'm sure it's exactly what we need to hear. okay, so you talked about centering. How do you center?
Well, I'll talk about the first thing because it came to me, and this is one of the things that I ask for every day, and one of those is to recognize and have the knowledge of knowing what I can change and what I can't change. So, the you know, why worry about it if you can't change it? The only thing you can change most often, 99% of the time, the only thing that you can really have the power over to change is the way you respond, the way you act. You know, for instance, I know I can get carried away, and I know I've got family members who are engaging in raging exchanges online. And this can be personal, and it can be over, you know, political stuff, but they love this. And as a result, I've got to say, I know people who are taking Xanax and, you know, dealing with stomach ulcers, and I don't think this kind of activity helps. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you cannot change somebody else. I mean, and that took me a long time to really learn. You can't change somebody else, but you can take your power back by changing and doing something proactive yourself instead of, you know, trying to change somebody else. Do something about it, you know. So when you walk forward and, you know, engage in something to do something about it yourself, then you're more empowered by that than actually trying to, you know, expending your energy trying to change somebody else. Or so let's talk about the political landscape. I mean, you're fighting over somebody about it. Instead, why don't you make a call to your congressman, or, you know, or write them, or donate money to something, or your time, you know, to help, instead of, you know, expending your energy fighting about it, you know, verbally.
Right.
Or, you know, it's just draining. It's just draining. And right now there's so much of that going on. And I see it close at home, you know, with my family. And sometimes I can even get stepped in it. But I have to remember to step back. Where is my energy? Where does my energy need to be spent? You know, that's more productive for my life and assisting others. Like spending time with you guys, you know, that's how
you
can be productive.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that. So, all right, let's start with our callers. What did I do with my thing? Okay. So our first caller is from area code 805. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Don. How are you?
Great.
Hi.
What is your name?
Who
is your name?
Who do we have on the phone?
It's Donna.
Donna. Okay.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. I have two little questions. One, I wanted to know if I was going to meet someone, a guy, and also if my housing appointment will be going okay. They're going to go over 6 months of bank accounts and everything. I'm on reduced, you know, housing. I pay less money because I'm low income.
Oh, I'm sorry about that stress.
I know.
Donna, for some reason you pop up to me north of Los Angeles, you know.
I see
you in California. Okay. And, you know, there's a gentleman that's near you, but I feel like he was a friend, a spirit on the other side. You might have cared for him at one time, and he's really close to you. Do you know who I'm talking about?
You mean someone on the other side?
Yes, yes. And he seems to be – go ahead.
I had a boyfriend for 9 years. He's on the other side.
Yeah, he stands right over you. So, he's very close to you. And he's telling me that did he have some physical challenges that you helped him with as well? Because I feel like you cared for him as well. Does that make sense?
A little bit. Well, I mean, he had a drinking problem, and I kind of cared for him when
right before you, I wrote emotional on a piece of paper. I write notes as I'm working with new callers. So interesting. So, but Donna, he's very close to the matter, and he says not to worry about the housing situation. You know, to take some deep breaths going in there, and that you will be supported. Okay.
Good.
And but I think there's been something on your mind, or he tells me, or he conveys that you've been wanting desiring a shift and move to a relocation. Is this true, Donna?
Well, my sister lives about an hour and a half north of me, and they said they'd buy me a modular home on their ranch and I could live there. I just don't like the town as much as Santa Barbara, where I am now, but
I know Santa Barbara. That's heaven, isn't it? I used to live there.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, you know what though? The company of family, there's also pluses of having the company of family too.
Yes.
And so I just got to say, you got support either way, and that desire, whatever, you know, is really in your heart, pay attention and listen. But either way, you've got the support. You do not have to worry, okay? So all he's doing is confirming it, and he's watching over you, because I feel like there's a soulmate connection there, and he's supporting you in the exchange of what the kind of support you offered him in such love. So don't worry. Be happy.
Good.
That's all I can share, okay? You're going to have it covered, okay? Thanks for calling in, Donna.
Thank you, Laura. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Donna. Have a great day.
You too.
And our next caller is from area code 941. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Carla.
Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Welcome.
Hi. I have a question. I'm trying to get out of a lease that I signed for a year lease, and it did not go well after even signing the contract. She turned into like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And there's a six-month option to get out, which will be coming up in September, but it has to be, I guess, agreed upon to break. Do you see if there is a way out that she will make the contract void and null? Because she has made it known she does not like me. So.
Oh, yeah, she'll grant it right away, Carla. Carla, I see a male figure over you as well. You know, are you right-handed, Carla?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I see a male figure on your paternal side that watches over you, you know, like a father figure, if that makes sense. And he seems really close to the situation and to protect you. Do you have a father on the other side, honey?
No.
Is this a grandfather? Because I feel like he's really close to you.
Okay. It could be a grandfather.
All right, on your paternal side, because I feel like he's very close to the situation. And I understand that this tie will be, you know, severed easily from her. So I don't think you have to worry about it. And I feel like you're going to go further south in your relocation. You know,
okay.
I don't know if that makes sense to you, but I feel like you're somebody.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
I've been told that, and it's just like, well, they'll be even farther from my house.
All right. Well, I don't think you have to worry either. You know, like I was just telling Donna, I think, you know, you've got somebody here watching over you and making sure that the situation, you know, is easily dissipated for the both of you because you both desire it. So,
Yeah, but she wants the money.
Pardon me?
She wants the money.
She wants the money.
Yeah,
right.
See, but she's very money-oriented,
right.
Yeah. And desperate needs money, right?
Well, I think you work out an arrangement, okay? So, like, there's some sort of payment. But if you work out something to work out, you know, where you're both happy and you confront her in that manner, she'll be more amicable in order working with you as well. So if you approach it from that manner, okay? So, Carla, do you remember sitting on somebody's, you know, maybe this was your own father at one time or some male on the other side that I'm seeing where you were, like, sitting on their knee and being bounced up and down? Because that's what I see.
That might be a great grandfather on my mother's side, but I never met my real grandfathers, either one of them.
Okay, so I want you to be, I want you to, because that's what I see, like that loving care, that tenderness, you know, like they were playing with you, you know, and in total, you know, support. You've got that with this, you know, father figure that's there with you. So, you know, I believe that, you know, that play, if you go into the situation with more, you know, attention and being attentive and out of respect saying, I understand where you're coming from, you know, can we work out some sort of agreement, arrangement, she'd be more likely to, you know, sever the ties and let you free. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Carla. Okay. yeah,
you know,
roommate situations can be tough sometimes. You know, it's
right.
Yeah,
you know, I think that, you know, yeah, I know I've been there myself too, with those kind of situations. But I think this brings up the next point Spirit, you know, had shared with me. About, you know, remember the campaign Stop, Drop, and Roll whenever there was a fire?
Yes.
You know, they always told us to stop, drop, and roll. Well,
yes.
Spirit told me to share that, you know, when a situation really seems heated like this, to stop and think before you speak. So I know that sounds easy, but it's really not for some of us. I'm speaking of myself. Sometimes it's easy to shoot fire with fire, you know.
Right,
and
exactly.
We have a lot of that already going on out there because, you know, it's just like the neurons in the body bouncing off of each other, you know, just reacting instead of really just stopping and thinking before we take action. And the best form of communication, Spirit reminds me, is listening. And that's something we always, you know, forget about the communication process. If we just really listened to what the other person is saying, our shields can go down and we can, you know, can understand the other person, maybe have a little more compassion where they're coming from. And then,
right.
You know, and then at that moment in time, actually, if you listen, you can also hear what Spirit is saying to you, you know, so which is so hard to do when we're heated. That to me is like a big firewall, you know, when we're in that. You know, seriously, that's the vision I'm given. It's just like a big firewall. But if we put out the flame by just really listening, then we can hear the other person's spirit, and Spirit will sometimes even talk through that other person's spirit, you know, so we can really hear what it is we need to say.
Right. That's true. It's true. Isn't it, don't we call on the color blue, the throat chakra? I just actually learned this.
Oh. Oh, I like it. Share it. Share that.
Yeah, we just like visualize the color blue and call on the throat chakra, and that's supposed to help us communicate better,
speak
right?
Yeah, speak our truth. That throat chakra is all about speaking
yeah.
our truth. I like that, that visualization
yeah.
too, to call upon it, to speak words that, you know, come from the heart, not, you know, from the ego, which
right,
just
exactly.
inflames the fire.
Right, and you and I both have learned, you know, dealing with people, we both have learned that it's important to stop and process your words before you let them out, because, you know, often they can, you can say the wrong thing, and it, or you can say the right thing, but it can be taken the wrong way, so
oh,
it's
gosh.
Important to,
yeah.
to stop and, yes, and think about what you're about to say, but yes, that's
mm.
a hard thing to do. Yes, we can be impulsive. So, okay.
I can,
are you
for sure.
Yeah. Are you ready to take another caller? This is area code, come on, 256. Good morning. What is your name?
Good morning. My name is Kimberly. How are you?
Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly.
Very well. Welcome to the show.
Good. Thank you.
So what is your question for Laura?
Well, my question is in reference to finding another job, and I left the teaching field, and I do not desire to go back into teaching. I've done that for 15 years. I'm looking for something outside of teaching, more supervisory or teaching teachers or teaching adults, mm-hmm. and I've been applying for positions in that type of field, and I got a video interview. And I just haven't heard from, but that was Monday. And I also was contacted by another person at a technical college saying they have openings there. So I'm applying there. So I just want to know what you get, because this is the first time in about 4 years that I've just been almost, I won't say in limbo, because I know God has my back, but I just want some direction.
Mm-hmm. Right. Kimberly. You know, when you're speaking, the first thing that comes to me for you is, you know, some angels that support and guide you. And I don't know how you feel about them, but you have quite a few. So I think your evolution, you know, your evolution and your, step to proceed is in the right direction. But I feel like it might even be more administrative, in schools, and being tied to schools is still part of your path, even if it's not working with the, you know, students and teaching them in that capacity. But I see you evolving on, I don't know if you've also considered education for yourself, furthering your education, but I feel like that might be part of the process of your evolution. Have you had any desire or thoughts about that as well?
Yes.
Because
I just need to know what direction. I've attempted to do that, but the timing, I guess, was off. But, yes, I would love
right.
to go back because
I
love learning.
I got to tell you, I feel like they go hand in hand, and I'm, you know, feeling this expansion in my chest. I'm so excited for you because I think this next phase is involving higher education in two folds. And it might be, you know, that not only are you, you know, doing some more teaching in exchange, but I also feel like your education comes hand in hand with it. So I believe you're, you know, there's more schooling for you in graduate studies that expand your teaching so that you're not limited in the world to do and influence in major ways, because I feel like you have some ideas to help, you know, the schools expand and also, you know, just to protect public education, you know, in general. So
right.
I believe there's some sort of mission there for you. So and when I see the angels around you, I just feel like you have a higher calling and you're feeling like you're ready for that next step. So to trust, when you say that, you're looking in the education field, you know, with schools, stay focused in that particular area because I feel like they'll give you the support for your higher education too. Okay?
Okay.
Please tell me, I almost feel like you're going to go up to PhD. Have you had any
inspiration? I would love that.
Yeah, I know.
I would love to do that.
You need to. So, you know, do not lose focus of that dream. When we're given those ideas, that's divine guidance. We need to listen to that. That's not, you know, just, you know, wishy-washy stuff that we think we want. That's guidance telling you to fulfill it. You need to fulfill it. So tell them to show you the way, and they will.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, it's higher education for you. Okay? So you're just taking the next step on that path. Okay? So it's going to be a university or, even the tech school sounds like it might be a stepping stone, but, you know, eventually you'll get there. All right.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. You both have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Okay. And now we have, caller from area code 270. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are
you?
Hi.
What is your name?
Joy.
Joy. Okay. Hi, Joy. Welcome to the show, Joy. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I wanted to ask if there would be a change in my finances.
A change in your finances. Obviously, you're looking for a prosperity in our lives. I think we're all looking for more prosperity in our lives.
Absolutely.
Joy, are you seeking more employment or another job? Are you looking or are you considering that direction? Because I feel like it goes hand in hand with the prosperity aspect that you're just asking for more financial shift. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Why do I have the concern, the first thing there is a spirit that is close by. I feel like it's a female, very close over you, who comes down your, I think, maternal ranks, okay? She seems like a larger set woman, okay, but very strong spirit, and if that makes sense. On some level, but she says to me, childcare, what's that mean? Unless, of course, she was involved with childcare herself. Does that make sense to you, Joy? Or is there some sort of tie with you with childcare?
There's no tie with me, but I'm open to a lot of different ideas. I kind of work in production, but that would be nice.
That would be nice, huh? All right, because I feel like that might be a path that is there a tie to the woman that's close to you on the maternal side, that I mentioned here with childcare?
None that were in that field, but I have a lot of grandmothers and great aunts that have my big personality, so that could help me easily.
So do you know? I'm seeing she's even has graying hair. She's large, loving spirit. Had lots of children around her. Okay, so that's how I see it. Okay, so I feel like you would be good at this as well. But I feel like that might be some of your direction in, opening up that floodgate for you, at least temporarily, in order to get to the next phase. Okay, so if that makes sense. But I feel like, you might have to take on more than one job. Does that make sense, Joy?
Yes.
Okay, so that's all I've got, honey, and I feel like she's, giving you that guidance, And, the one last thing is, do you have a friend that's in that field? With daycare teaching? Yeah.
I have a cousin who has her own daycare at her house.
Okay, well, maybe it's to start there.
Okay.
Okay, just opening that possibility for you. Okay?
All right.
Thanks for calling, Joy.
Thanks. Good luck to you, Joy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, after talking to Joy, I want to bring up the next point because Spirit had shared with me another point to keep calm and carry on when we're, you know, let's say having anxiety about, you know, our finances, okay? So they shared the point was to think about the consequences of your decisions. And the angels or your spirits will always give you insight of the situation or problem if you just ask them. Just say, if I go this direction, what are the consequences if I do this? And then wait, and they'll reveal it to you.
Wow.
So
that's
so
easy.
Like,
that's an easy thing to do, right?
So if you say, all right, so if I go this direction, you know, let's say, let's take Joy, you know, as an example. If she were to call up her, you know, her cousin, friend that we talked about who has a daycare, what, you know, calling them up and saying, what, you know, would you recommend if I were to go in this direction? And maybe she says, I need help. Maybe you can step in for me. You know,
right.
that might be an answer, you know, temporarily for her to, you know, earn some extra dough in order to improve her financial situation. So I'm just saying, you know, before you take action, ask what are my consequences, you know, of how is that action going to, you know, assist me? And because sometimes we have more than one choice playing before us. So you want to know what is my best choice? This is the best way to get the insight for direction. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. It really does. And, you know, and it's something we don't really stop and think about, but we can ask for that guidance. Yeah.
Well,
so,
I take it for granted because I'm always doing it. You know, I'm always talking to the angels and my guides for direction. And, you know, each and every day. And sometimes it's just, you know, you're already on it and you don't even realize you're doing it.
It's so true.
And they're giving you the encouragement to keep moving forward because, you know, sometimes it feels like you're not making any headway. But keep calm and carry on.
Yeah. Oh, it's so true. It's so true. You know, yeah, we forget that these invisible helpers are like working overtime on our behalf and that we can really call on them and use them to help us.
Yeah, and you know, I've got to share that I know a lot of you sometimes out there might be thinking, all right, are they really there? Do I really have them? But you know, talking to angels is nothing new. I mean, this information predates 300 BC. So the information of communications with higher beings is, you know, prevalent in, you know, writings that date that far back, and they're in all holy scriptures. So
you're right.
It doesn't matter your faith. It doesn't matter your sex, your racial background. I'm telling you, they do not judge anyone. They're here for all of us that are living among the earth. And you have access to them. Just start, you know, asking for their help, and they'll offer it. They're waiting.
Great reminder.
So,
yes. So important that we... you know, because like I say, this is a difficult place to be, and we cannot possibly come here alone. I don't believe the universe would send us in to life alone. We really do have to have support from the other side to make it through this process that we call life. So I truly believe that they're there for a very important reason. Okay, so now we have someone who's been waiting for, oh my gosh, almost 50 minutes. Area code 201. Oh. Good morning. What is your name?
It's Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. My question is, I have an interview on Monday, and I wanted to get your feeling on that. And also, I wanted to know if you see any travel, because I'd like to go visit a good friend of mine this summer, but I'm hoping that I'll get a job so I can afford to do that.
Yeah. Rose, are you, obviously you're having some anxiety about the interview, because it's I feel like it's been rare. It's been just to get an interview is a big deal, but you're having some anxiety about it. Is that true?
Well, I had two phone interviews already, and this is the in-person one. So it's something that I really want. So, yeah, maybe I am anxious because
okay.
I really want this job, but it's so competitive.
Oh, right, right. Okay, so here's what I would tell you to do, and this is all right, so I'm going to impart some wisdom here that I would tell my students who work with me before going in there, okay? So I want you, and I'm going to tell the next step, okay, and keep calm and carry on, okay? The next step and the next lesson they told me to impart all of my listeners, I'm going to give it to you right now, is I want you to visualize yourself standing underneath the light, okay? Like the light is beaming down upon you. Can you visualize that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I know this sounds silly, but I want you to see, like, you just shining in the spotlight, okay? And I want you to take a deep inhale of that light, pull it through the crown of your head, and on the exhale, just beam that light out towards your interviewer or interviewers that are going to be there to talk to you, okay? And I want you to do that three times, to take that light in and just exhale it out to the person who's going to be interviewing you and see you. So they see you and feel you with that love vibe that they get in this meeting, that you are so sincere and you're so ready and you're so the perfect person, because you are lit up. Okay, you light up the room when you walk in, and they just know you're it. And you know you're it for the job, okay? Mm-hmm. And I want you to visualize that interview going so fantastic that you nail it, okay? And I call this the light shower, you know, using the light shower. I want you to do it before you go in there and emanating this light that is unmistakable, and they recognize you as the ideal person for the job. I don't want you to any more engage in those thoughts that it's so competitive and that, you know, you're going to have to compete against this person, that person. Do not waste your time on that, those thoughts, okay? I want you to go in there focusing that, you know, the light is on you and you emanate this spotlight that there, unmistakably you are going to step into that role, okay?
Okay.
And fulfill what they need in the person, okay, to take the job on, and you are, okay? So I want you to really believe that. And that's taking your power back, Rose, okay?
Yes.
So that's taking your power back. That's not giving up your power to, you know, those thoughts that are circling around you that happen to most of us, you know, because we're so, you know, weighing on whatever is out there for us. But you've already got the power within you to make this into a turnkey interview, okay? So don't forget when you go in there to express to them how much you desire this role and that you've got the skills and the capabilities, and you outline those for them one by one. So be prepared. And
okay.
I know that you, the other thing your angel tells me, too, is that you're looking for the right outfit to go into this interview. And you will find it, the one that just, you know, knocks your socks off and makes you feel so comfortable. And dress for the role above this role. Do you understand what I'm saying? So
yes.
Dress for success. Dress above this role. I know that sounds like, you know, everybody would understand that, but I want you to dress for the role above this role because you will have that role. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right.
Incredible. Can't wait to hear, Rose.
Yeah, oh. Rose, keep us posted, okay?
Thank you. I want this job so bad that I intend to do everything you told me, and I'm
okay.
going to just go in there and
yeah.
hopefully get the job.
Manifest
no,
it.
No more is I want a job so bad. You say,
just manifest
I have
it.
This job.
I have the job, right. I
have
this
job.
I got it. So,
you got it, Rose. Okay.
And we're
going to
congratulate you on getting that job, so congratulations. On Thank getting the job that you won. Okay. All right. Let us know how it goes.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for calling. Okay.
Bye.
So we just have a few more minutes. So did we cover kind of all the keep calm and carry on points?
Well,
or is there anything else?
Let me just share on that. I call it the light shower because it's something that I do, let's say, even before I get on a show with everybody, so I can be prepared to deliver in the way that I can with each and every single caller, and to release any, you know, fears and anxieties and any blocks, shower of light coming down over our body. And sometimes I visualize that it's just residue washing off and it's going down a drain, like when you're standing in a shower. You know, not that we see our grime coming off of our body and going down the shower, but
well, let's hope not.
Let's hope not, right? unless you were playing in a mud bath or something like that. But now that it's summer, it's even great to even going out in the sun for about 5 or 10 minutes and visualizing it in the sunlight and just even feeling yourself regaining your energy, which that, you know, nature and the sunlight naturally give us that energy. It's called vitamin D. So having that sunlight upon us. So even doing that 5-10 minutes out of your day and visualizing those sun rays actually touching your body and warming your soul again does wonders for the soul and spirit to regain its energy, to keep calm and carry on in the midst of your day when you feel like, oh my gosh, I need a diet soda to keep myself awake or a coffee, you know, to keep going. You know what I'm talking about?
We all have that point in the day where we've got to re-energize or sleep or take a nap, one or the other.
Yeah, or somebody says something about the news, you know, and you're just like, I can't take anymore.
Right.
I hope these all helps everybody. And I've just got to say, I've got an upcoming teleseminar, which means you can call in and tune in with me no matter where you are in the country. And it's called Contact Your Angel for Divine Guidance. So I can share with you ways that the angels are already communicating with us on a day-to-day basis, but how we can tune in and pay attention to those signals and messages
okay.
from
and
our
how will,
angels.
And how will people contact? How will people get connect with
yes.
that? How will
yeah,
they?
And I'll share,
is this on your website?
I will share. Yes, and I'll share messages with everybody. It's July 10th, and yeah, if you go to Medium Laura Lee, .com, you'll go under seminars. You'll find it right there. So I'd love to
okay.
have all of you join.
Okay, perfect. And as we said, the next show, Laura's next show, will be July 25th. But this show will be at 12 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Central, right?
Yeah.
11 a.m. Central, not p.m. That's not what it's going to be.
Okay.
But anyway, it's going to be an hour later than normal. So just
yes.
take note of that. Okay. It's been a great show. Thanks so much. Have a
yes.
wonderful month, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, keep calm and carry on.
Yes,
have
absolutely.
Have a good 4th
okay.
of July,
Take,
everybody.
Yep, happy 4th. Woohoo.
Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Thank you, Randy. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Be well. Okay, bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming. To learn more about Randy Fine, read her articles, or to make a counseling appointment with her, please visit randygfine.com. That's R-A-N-D-I-G-F-I-N-E.